If you love the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast, if you get any joy, if we've ever done anything for you, do us a huge favor and go and give us a 5-star review on this podcast. Leave us a comment if you like, but that helps our viewership ranking. Peace. What's going on, everybody? This is Marcus, and I'm here with my lovely wife,
Shaira.
And we would like to thank you for joining us on another episode of the Black Married and Debt-Free podcast. Shaira, you know, this topic isn't going to be that fun. No, I'm saying. We're talking about inflation. The numbers have come out for the first half of the year as we have crossed the halfway point of 2022. And yes. Shaira, did inflation go down? Is that what happened? Did it go down from May?
Marcus, if it was... Would that be deflation? I don't know. I don't know.
So you all mean up.
Yes, if it's inflation, I think that means it's going up. And according to an article from CNBC, inflation rose 9.1% in June, even more than expected as consumer pressures intensify.
Sorry, we're going to get into this.
Yes.
We're going to kind of see what this means. You know, and I think this is good, though. Is this good because...
What's good?
Okay, so it's good because now our style of financial literacy might come back, right? The simplicity of it all, not bag chasing, not hacks, none of that. But in a market like this, you really got to get down to the basics, which is what is Black Married and Debt Free's foundation. So we're gonna get into it, but let's dig on it, Shaira. What are you seeing here? We're just gonna comb through this article together as a family. From CNBC.
Yes. Well, my what's good about it was definitely just a raw knee-jerk response to what you were saying.
What's good about it, right? Not much. So this is the highest it's been. So the Consumer Price Index, a broad measure of everyday goods and services related to the cost of living, soared to 9.1% from a year ago. Dang, that's crazy. Above 8.8, which was the Dow Jones's estimate. This marked the fastest pace for inflation going back to November 1981.
Wow.
Ooh, 81. I wasn't even born then. Sheesh.
Wow. So these are times that a lot of us have never seen before.
Yeah. But you know what, though, Shaira? Oh, I'm sorry. I keep cutting you off. We're going to dig on this into this inflation thing. But let's look at the positives first before we go further.
I see zero positives in inflation, personally, because the inflation that they're talking about is basic necessities.
Yes.
Now, so where's the positive?
Well, the positives is the Fed will have to react to this inflation.
No, they don't have to do what we want them to do.
Well, their plan is. We know that the Fed's plan is to react to inflation. So what does that look like? Well, one measure that we are all familiar with that they use to combat inflation is to raise interest rates. This has a reaction, or historically has had a reaction on inflation. It's a mechanism they use to temper inflation. It's an unfortunate thing for people who are shopping for homes, but raising the interest rate is used to y'all need to slow down. Y'all, you know, forces people to save, and in turn, this has an effect on inflation. But that act of raising interest rates has a negative effect too. So it does good by historically it tempers inflation, but it also causes recession when home prices, no one's buying homes. When people are being essentially more stingy with their dollar, that affects businesses. Businesses begin to lay folks off. I'm pretty much just describing a recession, right? Things are too expensive, so now I don't want to spend. I don't want to, you know, and so people become more cautious, and this essentially is a recession. Now, a recession is what happened in 08, 09. A recession.
Wait, It was a recession.
It was a recession.
But
there's a lot. Lord. There's historically a lot of opportunity on the other side if you can just make it. to the other side.
I don't remember it being like,
we were so young, Shire.
We were so young and we were just starting life.
Yes.
And there was the housing market crash. We were able to buy a condo during that time, which was really a blessing for us. But I just really don't remember it being this bad in terms of gas prices and food prices. Like, I was in the grocery store today, and usually I make homemade soup, but I was looking at the canned soup, and it was $5 for a can.
For a can of soup.
I said, you know, I ended up not purchasing that.
Yeah.
But $5 for a nasty can of soup? Yeah. I'm just going to go there. Yeah. But anywho, I did want to read a quote from this article.
Yeah, because we got the article up on it.
Yes. Okay. So one of the quotes, it goes along with what you're saying. It says, U.S. inflation is above 9%, but it is the breadth of the price pressures that is really concerning for the Federal Reserve. With supply conditions showing little sign of improvement, the onus is on the Fed to hit the brakes via higher rates to allow demand to better match supply conditions. The recession threat is rising. So, yes, I mean, a recession could definitely be on the horizon.
Right.
And I'm still trying to find how this is a positive thing, as you said. Because even in the article, they talked about, because inflation is so high, that we're making 1% less on our job. So that means our money is not the same. It doesn't go as far as it used to.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. Well, there's going to be, and I gave you this analogy, Shire, right?
Okay.
So y'all see if y'all can get it, because I don't think Shire got it.
I probably didn't. Okay. Sometimes things just go right over the head.
I'll be talking to Shire. Shire don't be listening.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Check this out, Shire. Think of inflation as a person.
Okay.
Okay. The person starts inflating in weight, right? They start gaining weight, okay?
Okay, I'm just going to imagine their head getting bigger.
Yes. So a person is gaining weight. They're maybe 400 pounds. I mean, hey, inflation's high, right? They start going towards, trending towards 500, 600 pounds, right? Now they're what we call morbidly overweight. And so something needs to change. They know they need to make a lifestyle change. But they just can't get out of this rut they're in, right? So what happens? The Fed needs to come in, right? The Fed, right? And then in this person's life, the body starts to react. The body starts to say, something's got to give. This person is not going to do the work themselves. They're not controlling the inflation. The body reacts and has a catastrophic event. You insert some medical event, a heart attack, stroke, something that could potentially happen to someone who's 500-600 pounds, right?
Okay.
Now, on the other side of that catastrophic event, a person may survive and change their life for the better. And really, it'd be polarized that, you know what, I got to start losing weight. I got to start taking this serious. And they come out on the better end. That's the bright side that I'm talking about. But it took this catastrophic event, a recession, a reset, whatever, insert word, to be able to finally get the inflation under control and really click things. It's the catalyst to the better. And I
for think individuals or for like the country?
Both. So for the person who's struggling with their weight and in this instance for the country. So what I did, I tried to draw a metaphor.
Yes, but I was thinking of someone's head, and in my mind the head was just getting bigger and bigger.
Why
and
the
bigger.
Head? Like, how
I
does
don't
the
know.
Head
inflate? But anyway, you kind but of see what I'm I saying? Feel like that puts like the onus in that example on the individual. And like, okay, a person is gaining weight because they're making unhealthy choices, whereas I'm just trying to live my life.
Okay.
Well, and the gas prices just keep going up, true. Up.
It's not an apples to apples comparison, but maybe apples to pear.
And so, yeah, there might be some families that hit rock bottom and say, you know what, we need to tighten up on our spending and we need to do a better job. And this crisis is really going to be what catapults me into making better financial decisions. But then there are a lot of people who, if we do go into a recession and say they do experience a job loss that they will struggle to recover.
It's not a fun experience.
Just like in the last recession, I'm pretty sure we did a podcast on the effects of the last recession and how people of color struggled to rebound.
Yeah.
After that, some people were underemployed, so they lost a really good job, and now the only other job that they were able to find was something making less than they were making before.
Yeah.
So when we're talking about things like recession, I feel that it is always people of color that are always disproportionately impacted.
Yeah.
And that is the experience of living in the United States of America as, yeah, a person of color. So it's not, yeah, that you're just,
and I am,
you need
in
to
no
tighten
way
up and you're doing bad. And
No. And so I think what happened was, when I used the person's weight,
and you know, I went to school for nutrition,
yeah,
so that's probably not that.
Yeah, when I use that example, then you immediately drew the parallel to a person managing their money, like the person managing. So I'm not trying to say, I'm not using those as a comparable. I'm using the market itself.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
So the market is like getting out of control.
Yes.
And this recession is going to level set
the market.
Market and put the market possibly at a place where it should have been
right
before.
But exactly. But it had to have a tough, hard moment, which is the recession, which no one likes. Having a heart attack or having something that snaps you out of this rut you're in, and then the work to rehabilitate and the work to lose the weight finally.
Yes.
That's kind of like the recession.
And that still goes back to my point, because the do the work to get back to a better place looks like a lot of companies laying off people,
mm-hmm,
and putting, mm-hmm, individual families in hardship. And so
there are
casualties.
Casualties, yes.
To this.
Yes. Yes. And so so it's not fun, but I'm saying, but Shire, let's look at this. Look at this historically, right? After the 2009 recession, we had 10 to 12 years of outstanding market growth in the real estate industry, in the stock market. The FIRE movement itself was created, realized, burst through the last 10 to 12 years after the last recession.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to this, so bookend the recessions of 2009 and 2022, insert the FIRE movement, insert this thing that we're a part of, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because
this awakening. Yeah.
And so I can't help but believe that history will repeat itself, and there'll be opportunities on that. So let's do this.
I love your optimism.
Thank
okay
you,
I'll give you a point for that. Now, your analogies, obviously.
Okay, yeah, I need to work on them.
That's just the different communication styles between men and women. But yeah, I can see your optimism, and I think that's valid. Like, it could very well be that, right? It could. And for folks that are just starting to get in investing, and like, you're wondering, should I? The market is not as high. Well, that's actually a positive thing for you.
Let's talk about that, Shire. Let's talk about that. So, I shared this with Shire the other day that let's take my pre-tax 401k buys. I have a certain percentage every month that is going towards this, 35% going towards this investment account, right? I have it buying 100% Vanguard. Now, this is just me. I'm not saying do this. Matter of fact, don't do this. This is just me being Marcus. 100% Vanguard total stock market index. So my 35% income, 35% of my income goes and grabs that every month. Well, that's down. The shares of that,
mm-hmm,
are down because the market's down, right? So, mm-hmm, what does that mean? That sounds like a bad thing. Yeah, it kind of is. But what does that mean? My same amount of money is being pulled to grab that. So now if it's half the price of what it was, that means I'm grabbing double the amount of shares.
Yes.
So when the shares rebound, when the market rebounds, I've collected twice what I was collecting. I've collected twice the amount of shares, right? Or spoils, since for our pirates out there. I've collected more treasures. And now with the treasures, when they regain their original value, that person should be.
You're on a come up.
I'm on a come up.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
But it can also be scary, because if the stocks that you have purchased are now worth less, then the balance that you're seeing might be a little less than what you remember it being the last time you checked. And
bumpy
so, yeah, but I think one of the key things is that you're in it for the long run. We don't plan to retire the next year or two. I mean, no. And so if it does go down and there is a rebound, we're here for it.
Yeah.
We're here for it.
We're here for it.
And most of us are here for it. Yeah. You know,
especially if you've been listening to us for and implementing any of what we've been talking about, you know, for the past 3 years. But go ahead, Shai, you want to say something else?
Yes. No, I think you make an excellent point.
Wow. Did y'all hear that?
I'm still not happy about this inflation. And honestly, I mean, you all can look up this article on CNBC, but honestly, like,
yeah,
it was just bad news.
The ultimate story is that inflation has went up. It's still up.
And it's worse than they had anticipated. So that was the key for this article.
Yeah.
And we're I am looking at the budget.
Well, let's talk
and
about
and we're tightening up. Marcus don't want to tighten up. Marcus wants to
lifestyle didn't creep a little bit. Yeah.
I think Marcus wants to continue like business as usual. But I'm like, are you looking at this? Like I did the grocery shopping. I know that the bill is a little bit higher than it was before, and I'm buying the same things. And not only that, okay, I was going to go on a
tangent. Come on, let's go. Come on, shall we, family?
Not only that, like, I'm just talking about, like the granola bars that I buy. Like, they're smaller.
They're smaller,
like, my kids are still going to be hungry after they eat that because now they're same or more expensive with smaller portions.
Chip bags got more air in them than ever.
Yes.
It's just.
What is this? Sneedville?
They're going to start charging for air.
Charging for air. Okay.
But, Shire, let's leave because we like to leave y'all with a little something, right? We're not just going to talk about what's all bad. I mean, there's a lot bad.
I think we need to tighten up a little bit, Marcus.
Okay. Well, I didn't know what's going here. But yeah, we're going to tighten up some things. Yeah, we definitely need to, Shire. Let's see. Well, one thing is we've decided to, you know, we're going to wait and see what this real estate market is going to do.
Yeah.
If you've been watching the quick cast with Marcus, you have saw my thoughts on how I believe the market, there will be a great time for investors. But if you haven't, checked that out. Actually, I'm going to put the link above. But anyway, Shire. let's talk about what we're doing. Let's talk about or some things people can do going into a recession. You know what I mean? A recession, you're holding hands. It's going to be bumpy. You know you're about to go through some turbulence, but you latch on to somebody. You pray. You do what you got to do.
It's not the first time. We've been here before.
So what can someone do, Shai?
One of the things that we talked about was actually increasing our emergency savings.
Yes. Yes.
That's just something that we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then also a thing for folks to consider is like your job security.
Yes.
Are you in a stable line of work? Mm-hmm. And if not, definitely explore increasing your emergency savings if you have the capacity to do so.
Yeah.
So that's one thing.
Shard, I'm going to piggyback what you said. What are your skills? You know, because like Shire is a
what are you gonna say?
Master's degree. What's the best way to say that? She got some initials behind her name.
I have some education.
She has some education. Now if God forbid something were to happen with her employer, her employment, I think she would be able to rebound quite quickly.
Right? I hope so.
Yeah. Now me. I don't have those initials behind my name. I have seniority and, you know, I've been on the job, you know, I've seen merit increases. And so someone like me who doesn't necessarily have, you know, the education, can you rebound quickly if you were to be laid off or whatever? And if not, okay, what's some certifications you can get? What's some more skills that you can get to better position yourself in the untimely event that you're laid off or whatever. So just be thinking about that.
Yeah,
you know,
I think that job loyalty piece though is really critical because especially a lot of younger folks, they like to job hop. But I think that when you're at a company for a long time, Not to say you can't be laid off in a recession. Mm-hmm. You know.
But you'll be higher up on the totem pole.
Yes, you're higher up on the totem pole.
That's something
for sure.
To think about. Something mm-hmm. to think about. But yeah, man, get you some skills, man, and to, you know, that something you can bring to the marketplace. Or just have a plan ready, you know. Mm-hmm. An emergency fund will really help you in that instance because right. you get buy you some time really to kind of
yes.
find something new. So
yes. Another thing, oh Marcus, he don't want to hear this. It's okay to have a home cooked meal. It's okay to cook more at home. I'm a good cook.
Shara's an excellent cook, y'all. But if y'all been rocking with us for any length of time, you know. I love to eat out.
Yes.
And that's not to say that the meals aren't excellent at home. It's just that, like, then there's more wear and tear on you. You know what I mean? You having to cook more meals and, you know, you only got so many meals up in you, Shy. You know,
oh, I don't want,
you know. And then, you know, I'm just not a big leftover guy. Like, I'm just going to be honest with you. Like, I was raised on leftovers. I had leftovers.
Sometimes the food needs to marinate and it is better on the second day.
Shara cooks like there's 8 people in this house. Like, you know, I'm the only one who's going to eat the bulk of the food. So why would you make enough for 20 people?
Okay. Or what I don't like to add to that is if we go out and we get food that we can make at home.
Oh, okay. She just opened up a whole another can of worms. We have this running joke between me and my daughter. Shara's always saying, we can do this at home, right? So if we want to go get some Dutch Brothers, a nice lemonade spot, right? We can make lemonade at home. Like, she's like the party pooper. You know what I mean?
I'm
like,
not trying to be the party pooper, but why am I going to pay $5 for a child-sized lemonade? Like, to me, that is a waste of money.
And like I always tell her, y'all, to help me with Shara. It's not always the item. Sometimes it's the experience. You know what I'm saying? Let's go. We want to go get Starbucks. I want to smell the coffee. I know I can.
We
make
have
it at
cups
home.
At home. We have straws at home, and we have lemonade at home.
See, Shara, y'all, we not rich by any means, right? But Shara, she lives her life like with the what do you call it, Shara? You live it with the what's the word I'm looking for? Scarcity. Shara is definitely a scarcity type person.
Maybe
well,
a little
I'm
bit.
Like, yo, man, let's a.
You it's know, abundance.
We work hard, we play hard. That's how I think. But anyway, not to get sidetracked, but yes, you do need to cut back. You do need to cut back on meals. You know, you definitely need to tighten your belt. See, that those are luxuries.
Yes, they're luxuries.
Luxuries got to be the first thing to go in a recession.
Mm-hmm.
So,
or
and that doesn't make you a bad person or, right. you know, it's just you're being prudent. You're looking ahead. You're thinking about, you know, thinking about what may come and recessions usually last anywhere from 12 to 18 months. So that's something to consider. You know, it's not going to last like you got to eat rice and beans your whole rest of your life. You
but
know?
I do make some good beans and rice.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
So what else, y'all? What else? That's a good one. Just cutting your expenses in general.
Yeah. So for example,
go ahead, Shara,
okay. So we have a car. Mm-hmm. And then we have like an SUV. And mm-hmm. so we used to take the SUV on the weekends. That was like our weekend
you know
car.
Everybody could stretch out. My legs is not, you know, got a little room in there.
Yes. Like more space. Mm-hmm. It's more comfortable if you're going on a longer drive.
Like the family car.
Yeah. Like the family car. But now it's just like we don't really Man. Drive the SUV. Like
gas too high.
It's too high.
So that little stuff like that. Do you need 5 different streaming services? I mean, do you really? Mm-hmm. You know, we had this conversation. If you ask me, give me YouTube. Give me the free YouTube, and you can cut everything else out, and I'll mm-hmm. figure it out.
Like, mm-hmm.
So, but you have to ask yourself: do you need as many streaming services as you have? I think for us, the subscriptions are what start to add up because everything's yeah. a subscription. You got Canva, you got, you know. Different music ones that have subscription. You got your streaming, you got your gyms, right? And so you just have to ask yourself, okay, in this season, what can I let go of if need be?
Right. What makes sense? Mm-hmm. So that's definitely another thing
yeah.
that can quickly add up.
Yeah. Anything else?
Well, I'm sure there's other
I'm
things.
Sure there's more.
So basically, okay, this is how you decide, right?
Yeah.
You look, you I was going to say look at your budget, but go ahead and look at your budget. That's fine.
Maybe if your statement.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Like your bank statement. Like that's statement. Perfect.
Go back and a couple months.
But see, this gets a little sticky because if you look at a banking statement and it's you and your partner, just make sure that y'all have a come to Jesus moment before that nobody's going to get upset and it's just going to be lovey-dovey, whatever is on here is on here. But you can go through your expenses and you can go N for need, W for want, and then kind of take a look at what your spending habits are looking like. And so that's one way to identify. But
I think that's great. I'm sorry, I'm just thinking of funny stuff. Like, I don't care what happens. I'm not forsaking my strawberry refresher from Starbucks. Like, it's not going, like, that will be with us always. That, I mean, that's just a necessity in this household, Shatter.
Look, I like the strawberry refresher, but honestly, it just tastes like some strawberry Kool-Aid with a little bit of caffeine. Like, it's good, but for me, it's definitely not every day good or even a few times a week good.
That refresher fuels my soul. Like, you take that refresher away, no more podcasts, no more Black Mary Day Free. I'll just be nothing. But nah, we just playing. But hopefully we were able to, if nothing else, make you laugh a little bit on this episode. Because obviously inflation isn't funny.
Right.
But it's something that we're definitely dealing with. We're going to have to go through. And my hope is that there'll be opportunity on the other side of whatever this recession, whatever you want to call it.
Yes, I definitely love your optimism. And I'm going to reach over and grab some of that and keep it for myself.
Absolutely. Well, that's been another episode of the Black Mary Deffy Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. Once again, this is Marcus, and I'm here with my lovely wife,
Shira.
And we're going to holler at you guys on the next one. Peace.
Bye.